9. Hey, Hardy, wake up!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to begin boarding. If we could ask for your cooperation, would you all please remain seated?
Well, how'd you sleep last night?
I don't believe that's any of your business.
If you go to a Bansy Fall and you want to have a Prance and Hansel all in fub with you, don't forget to slop your dripper.
Mr. Neilinger, what's for breakfast?
Stewed apples, bacon, and biscuits.
Well, forget the apples. Slap some bacon on a biscuit. Let's go.
You're on the high ground with Craig Flowers.
Sammy, the other Sammy from Austin, Texas, but this is Sammy from Alabama. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Allo Z! Good morning, Texas, and good morning, Texans, and everybody that's getting here as fast as you possibly can, but remember why you're coming and what you left, and for goodness gracious, don't mess with Texas. Yes, indeed, there are a lot of states that are great, but as we know, there's only one great state.
It's what's made this the greatest country in America.
That's exactly right. Thank your lucky lone star that you live in the great state of Texas. Welcome to the High Ground. I'm Craig Flowers on a gloomy 100% chance of rain Saturday morning from the banks of 360. Sammy from Alabama pushing the buttons. And sidekicks here, of course, the pride of East Austin with the world's most unbelievable cold and hot tub and friendliest Rottweiler. Played football at UC Davis as a cornerback, 10 combat deployments, a special operations helicopter pilot, former Navy commander, the one and only Jamie Frazier.
What's going on, Colonel?
I'm not talking about Jamie Frazier. Also joining us in studio, W. Will Brown from Jack Brown Cleaners.
Good morning, sir.
You guys always doing good stuff over at Jack Brown's. I use Jack Brown Cleaners all the time. In fact, I have one of your bags. I have two Jack Brown Cleaner bags.
I'll get you a third.
I get, and we've been...
They're doing that coats for kids, too. Get them in there.
That's right. It's good charity. Bring them on in.
Y'all have been around since Christ was a corporal, man.
Yeah, absolutely. 9,000 years.
I love the story of your great-grandfather buying the first washing machine up in...
Walked with Jesus, man.
In the World's Fair, and then took it out to Midland and sat in a garage for
That's
a while.
Right. Brought it back down to Austin, started slinging dirty clothes. Rest is history, brother.
I wonder where the transition was from... jeans, just regular jeans that cowboys would wear, and then suddenly, I wonder what year they started putting heavy starch in jeans.
1600s? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. You got to get up all that cornstarch.
I mean, that's a funny deal.
You know, it's funny talking about jeans. You know, Chase.
Yeah, of course,
Chase. Yeah. Chase Wills.
Great kid.
He doesn't wash his jeans. He goes, no, you never wash jeans.
It's like hockey gear.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? You don't wash jeans. Yeah, you wash jeans.
I hope he wears underwear.
I don't know.
Wash them.
I wonder, my jeans
are only $35.
I mean, what was the name of the first cowboy that went in and said, you know, I'd like to put a little starch in these wranglers? And then it got to where you had to break starch, where it's like crazy. And, you know, in the 80s, everyone had the, you know, a dress shirt, a polo dress shirt that you had to have, and then it was that Johnny was starched. You could floss your teeth with the crease on that joker.
Yeah. Do you get a large quantity of pearl snaps?
They're more popular.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
They go through their fads, but I don't really like them that much.
Fast Eddie's a pearl snap guy every single time, yeah.
Why don't you like them?
We've snapped, we've busted some buttons. What was his old name? Rob Golden last week?
Yeah.
The button smasher? He was riding on me. That guy's classic.
You guys are the button busters?
The button buster. We've busted a few pearl snaps, too.
Are pearl snaps actually made out of pearl? Or is that just a...
Yeah, no.
I mean, I
do not think so. Well, they set up the manufacturing company at the clothing line at the pearl snaps next to an oyster shucking company. And so what they do is they throw all the pearls next. Anyways, no, I don't think they're real pearls.
I don't think so either. I wonder if someone had to come. Maybe it just looks like it back in the... I mean, because my grandmother used to hand make pearl snap shirts for her sons.
I love the look.
It's a great look. Mm-hmm. Fast Eddie only wears Pearl Snap.
That's it. Fast Eddie, Pearl Snap.
He's yawn, he's off, snappity snap.
That's it.
Don't look back.
Mm-mm.
Hey, The High Ground brought to you by Sportsman's Finest. And listen, you know, I was listening to the Big Ugly Tailgate. The word of the day for the Big Ugly Tailgate was neutered, by the way, in case you picked that up. One of Casey's favorite words. There will never be a horse that wins the Kentucky Derby named neutered. I promise you that. But Casey got a kick out of the word neutered for some reason. Funny things tickle the Casey's funny bone. Sportsman's Finest, though, is the title sponsor here. And I was talking to Nicholas Vidros, the owner, this morning. They have their Black Friday sales go all the way through Monday. And, you know, Ashley mentioned, you know, you can't find any ammunition, can't find. They're loaded. They're loaded over there. And they've got 20, I don't know if I'm supposed to mention this, but 20% off Beretta and Benelli. They're fully stocked with .223, .556, 9mm. They've got three gunsmiths on site, each one with a unique talent. Jamie, you're working with Sam on getting some of your stuff adjusted. Of course, they've got the Seaholm watch over there, named after the Seaholm district, Todd Adams, who we've had on the show. And of course, there's never say later for a Malbec and never say later for a gift card from Sportsman's Finest. And just get on over there and get on over there. They've got extended hours, and all their Black Friday stuff is going through Monday. Of course, they do that every year. But Sportsman's is loaded up, ready to go. And they've got the ultrasonic cleaner for all of your weapons. You can drop that off, and that gets into all those cracks and crevices like Jack Brown cleaners to get your gun all cleaned up. You don't have to put starch in your gun like you do over there at JB Cleaners.
That's right.
I wonder if you guys are ever going to make an adjusted light. Like Kentucky Fried Chicken went to KFC. I wonder if you guys will ever go JB Cleaners.
I don't know. Maybe we'll drop the cleaners.
I'll talk to your marketing folks.
Just be the JB.
Just JBs.
Yeah. The Dunkin' brand.
I love pulling into your drive through deal when they come out there. You know, because everyone's in a rush on BKs. You don't see anybody driving calmly on BKs. Mm-hmm. And you pull in there.
That's a tough little intersection right there, that Y right there.
We can
set up some cops right there on that little thing. People cut through the parking lot all the time.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm, they used to.
Put a spike
strip. Well, that ain't right.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. A little spike strip. Just going, hey, what happened to your tires, man? Pull them back in real quick.
Hey, I'll tell you, a hot and coming area on BKs is Cuernavaca.
I know. Absolutely.
Cuernavaca, dormevu. Jamie, you haven't been to Cuernavaca. You and I are talking about it before. You don't know what it is, but you talk about eclectic kind of old.
I thought it was a sandwich.
The Cuernavaca. There is a little ice house over there called the Querny. That's what they call it.
Man, that's like the last little spot for the local lake people. The OGs of Lake Travis is Cuernavaca, and that's an eclectic, eccentric crowd.
No question.
I love them.
That's exactly what the crowd said.
I absolutely love that crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go down on there to Cuernavaca and
Sammy could blend down there.
You can you would.
You could just blend.
The cool thing is you got so many accesses to the other side of Lake Austin that nobody really knows about.
Yeah.
Which is really neat. And, you know, you do have a little bit of there's a different type of grass that grows in that little area, too, if you know what I mean.
Well, speaking of growing grass, that's a hard task at Cuernavaca. Really, I'm
oh, I know.
Real grass.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Yeah. That's why they grow that other type, I guess, out there.
Yeah.
The Willie Nelsons and the Pooties crowd.
It's kind
is
of
that
like,
the Cuernavaca?
Leave us alone. Leave. They want to be left alone in Cuernavaca.
Absolutely.
Don't mess with us. It's definitely a lake thing. Listen, we're going to save the Chiso's Boots morning story for the end of this show today. We've got a special person we're going to pay tribute to at the end of the show.
Boots and belts. They get them belts going now at Chiso's.
Yeah, but I'm glad you brought that up because you're exactly right. So little did the Chief Texan know when he started out Chiso's Boots a little over a year ago that he was going to make, that this incredible boot that he's making was going to become so popular. And now the Chiso's 5, and of course now he's making only 40 pair of custom wild-caught Texas gator boots.
Yeah, those are going to be nice.
With the square toe or the rounded toe, whatever toe you want.
Or the stiff toe, yeah.
He's only making 40 pair of them. It's the only boot ever made with wild-caught Texas gator only. Mm-hmm. Making 40 pair, black, with the iconic stripe on the heel and the Texas logo on the underside. But the pressure came to the Chief Texan to say, hey, look, I've got these great boots, and some people are buying all four pair.
styles, five styles now. The number five is the rough out. And their demand, they said, we got to have a belt because you got to have a belt to go with your boots. And so what did he do? Chief Texan answered the call, and now he's got both the black and the brown. Quality belt, by the way, and you don't have to worry about the holes. You don't have to buy a hole puncher that my granddad had out at the pump house because he really thought this thing through, and he made the spacing on the holes with a quality piece of leather. Again, not calfskin, but retired dairy cow leather.
He went 3/4 inch instead of 1 inch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now you don't have to be caught in that gray twilight that knows not victory nor defeat when you go to the county line.
That's right.
Which I've been stuck in before. By the way, we had, Jamie, you did Thanksgiving in East Austin.
Without turkey.
Really? Sans dinde. Dinde is turkey.
Steak.
You had steak.
Yeah.
I'm not a turkey person.
Me either. Why do we do this?
The traditional turkey out of the oven, when somebody screws it up and it's dry as hell, it's terrible.
Most of the time it's dry as
hell. It's terrible. It's just gross.
What are we doing?
I was over at a buddy's house, and he did one on the green egg and then one in a fryer. And I'll tell you what, the one in the green egg turned out great because he did an injection and smoked it and all that. And just with the green egg, it's kind of like cheating. You can do all the thermometer and the probe readings and everything, and injected that, and that came out really well. The fried turkey came out okay. Nobody even attempted an oven-baked turkey this year.
It is overrated.
I agree.
And Miss Beth says, look, it's tradition. I get that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the American, it's part of our American tradition, and so that's why we do it. But when you lift up that epidermis and you've got to shove, you know, 4 pounds of butter under there, there's a reason.
Mm-hmm. Know what the trick is?
Tell us so we both may know.
Do the turkey upside down.
Upside down turkey?
Upside down turkey when you put it in the oven. Don't put it like you're, you know, you've seen it for a million years. Put it upside down. All the juices flow and stay inside. I swear, I've done it. I've done a regular, why is a single guy doing turkey?
Dude.
But I have.
We have Einstein in here today.
It's true, though.
Oh, my Lord.
Sammy, help me out. I don't know.
Sammy is not cooking a turkey, I promise. He's eating several, but he ain't cooking one. We went through, we had Thanksgiving at the county line. Normally we do it at home, but this was a unique year. And so we went, county line over here on Bee Caves was open for Thanksgiving. And so we made a reservation, went over there, and they did a great job with it. But they did as good of a job as you could possibly do with a bird that's going to be dry 88.74% of the time. And we saved the day, I think, because they have the best grilled chicken wings, grilled, not fried, and pork ribs that I have had lately. Their brisket is not going to challenge Whitfield's.
It's
and
not
I know you know that list.
Winning any awards.
No, they've got the smoke ring down, but their brisket's got a lot of turkey in it. We'll be back from the banks at 360. We'll see you.
Views expressed on this program do not reflect those of the Horn or any other sane human being.
I love the nightlife. I love my Bud Light. I like them cold. I'm too slow for working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at
drinking beer.
Well, we do like drinking beer here on occasion. Today's a good occasion to do that. But here's something you don't know. I was involved in the restaurant business at West Point for a long time.
Restaurante.
Had about 10 food and beverage operations there on the banks of the mighty Hudson River up there. And in fact, Army's going to play Air Force here in the great state of Texas, in Arlington coming up. But the point is on draft. People think I'm going to get a draft because it's fresh. If they don't clean their lines, if they don't clean their draft lines, it's bitter as heck. And so I had that. I just had a Shiner draft, and they hadn't cleaned their lines, and I was like, no way, man. You're better off. Getting in, if the lines are clean, great.
Were you
but
that
they
guy
don't
that
clean
said,
their lines? I never sent anything back, but I did this time. It was too bitter. it had some funk in the lines, and I said, just give me a bottle of Shiner.
No, it's bitter.
Tell me.
23 to 20. That's bitter.
It was very bitter. I tell you, I had to listen to the great Craig Way, and he head faked me on the. It was good because the Dicker had plenty of
leg.
It was there, and
he shouldn't have been 57 yards out.
Yeah, it was probably 58.
Yeah, I mean the kid had the leg, and it really wasn't that far offline. I mean, you stick him up five more yards, that thing hooks in.
I bet if he kicks, that kick 10 times, I bet he makes 8 or 9 out of 10.
I bet if he didn't get frozen, he would have made it.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think? Okay,
I don't think freezing works at all.
Don't you think that's kind of a backside, Johnny? It's kind of like offensive counterintelligence.
You can't take. Well, you know, after the game, you got two timeouts left.
It was a 57-yard field goal. I mean, it was a damn good kick. I don't think
it was.
I don't think the timeout has anything to do with it, though.
A little mental.
I think more of it was the 7 to 8 yard sack that they took before.
What he did is he wasted his good kick when he ran over and kicked it into the net.
Oh
and
my
then came
god!
Back.
Yeah, he kicked 9 out of 9 in the net on the sideline, and he missed 10 on the field.
Just okay, saying, thanks, that's what Jenny.
That was the kid. The kid's quite a talent. But here's what I would do. I told Miss Beth this after the game. Because we were having the discussion, freeze or not to freeze, call the timeout or not when the kid's getting ready to kick.
Always.
What I would do is I would go right next to the official and have my hands like I'm going to call timeout separated and tell the official, I am not going to call timeout here. I am not going to, but I'm going to stand right here next to you with my hands like this, but I'm not calling timeout. And just lean over there like you're getting ready to do it. Now, I know the kicker is not looking at you, but perhaps somebody else is. Who knows? They may glance over and they see you with your hands like
this. The holder is looking right at you.
The holder. Man, I got a funny story about holder being a holder in high school. But you hold your hands just like this and don't call the timeout. And I think that gets in someone's head more than anything.
Let's get back down to it. They should have been in that position.
They should have won that game. They should have won that game by 10.
Yeah. Their first drive when they got 3 points was the end of the game because you get the ball on the two on the second, you know.
That was so disappointing. They played the defense looked really good. I mean, Brock Purdy, he's an NFL guy. He's going to be playing on Sundays. He's a prototypical guy. I mean, they held him to 23 points. You got to get 24. You got to figure that out. That was ridiculous.
Time of possession was a little lopsided.
Yeah.
I didn't see that stat. Did Iowa State dominate that or something?
Mm.
Well, it is what it is. They held them to 23 points. They lost again with a ninth year starting quarterback at Texas. It's kind of getting ridiculous.
So does Del Conte have the talk?
Oh,
When do we have the talk? Do we have it like Monday?
Got me.
Anyways.
Got me on that, you know, a lot of ways that this could go, but I think you've...
Well, it was just disappointing. I watched the game.
Stay the course.
Okay.
Stay the course. Well, see what happens.
They had the inside at the Big 12 championship. You know, in the fourth quarter, you're sitting there, you know, you get that fourth down or you kick the field goal, you know, the fake punt. There's just so many things that happened in that game that Texas lost. You know, they played well enough to win that the whole way through. And then you would have had the two Kansas teams going in the Big 12 championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, and Tom Herman and became Tom Herman and figured out a way to lose a game they should have won. Just like every other, you know, I mean, he's a 500 coach in the conference. Maybe a 7-5 type of coach. And they played a 7-5 type of game yesterday. So, get what you get.
Hmm. Jamie?
What?
No other thoughts on that? You played college football.
I mean, about
did you have
the
one coach?
Coach?
Did you have one coach? Or
yeah.
You had one coach the whole time?
Yeah.
Hmm. Where did your coach go?
He died.
they killed him after 7-5?
What?
No. No, he was your coach all 4 years there?
Yeah.
And did he stay right there at UC Davis?
Yeah. Hmm. So he retired. Then he passed on.
I tell you, Brian Kelly, that game was fascinating to watch. That quarterback is really special. And he was right at the end. I mean, you didn't need to throw any shade, but he's right. I mean, the quarterback is one of the best in the country right now.
Yeah, he's a good player.
No matter how you feel about Notre Dame, It's, you know,
they played a good team, and that, and Max got that North Carolina team playing well.
Boy, one
so those are
error.
Two.
How
those
do
two
you jump off sides, kid?
Yeah,
dadgummit.
I saw that. I don't know if that really was going to make the difference in the game.
Well,
there.
It did. It I think it did. It was a turning point.
Yeah.
It fired up the mitochondria over on the Irish side.
Well,
and next thing you know,
that's
it
true.
Resulted in a touchdown.
That's true. I mean, they were probably going to punt that ball.
I was sitting in my garage working on overhead storage, listening to the game. I didn't get to see the visual.
That thing that you're working on in your garage is an absolute game changer. It's like Dr. Eckert's sleep appliance. It when you get everything off the ground above your head in the garage.
Yeah,
now
a lot
suddenly,
more room.
Yeah. But are you gonna fleck? Are you gonna fleck the floor?
I'm gonna paint it. I don't know if I'm gonna put those flecks in it. I might just paint it.
I think you gotta fleck it.
Okay. And maybe some pearl snaps. Just
some pearl snaps
there.
Down there.
Throw them at the bottom.
That'd be nice. I'm gonna go see Dr. Daniel Slaughter. Wednesday, I'm going to have the Chad, the 2017 Chad treatment.
You mean the Roto-Rooter?
They stick a Johnny up your nose and blow it up, and I'm a little nervous about it.
You'll be fine.
I think I'll
They said it's painless.
It,
I've heard the commercial. They said painless. That's what they said in the commercial. I don't know.
Well, it's multifactorial. We know that.
You get a COVID test while they're up there?
I don't know if you do. I'm at Astro. Hey, while I'm under,
hey,
can you?
Yeah, once you stick that, you know.
Saban
you're
had,
in the schnoz.
Saban had one. He's staying home. He's not coaching today.
Yeah, neither is Ryan Day.
Who's Alabama got today?
They got Auburn.
Auburn. Iron Bowl.
That's right. What am I thinking? Auburn. 6 o'clock kick for the Aggies down at College Station. Again, 90% to 100% chance of rain in College Station, just like it is here. None of the car washes are open. Took one of our cars, daughter's car, in to get it car washed over at Arbor, and Jason said, "Hey, just you know, we're probably not going to be open tomorrow. So if you got any others, you're bringing over. Bring it on Sunday. Just go over to Sportsman's and then take care of your business there, and then get your car washed on Sunday.
Then get yourself Jesus boots.
Yeah, right.
Do the whole trifecta.
No, it happens to be true. I don't know how much Jesus are wearing over in Cuernavaca though, at the Querny.
Nah."
He's selling the heck out of those. He said he sold like 35 of those belts.
Oh, I got one. I bought one. Yeah. They are sweet. I want to get a black one too, though, because you got to have a good. You can't find a good belt.
He's going to get into the wallet business at some point.
Well,
too.
Look, I stopped at the Shell station here on BK's on the way in, and I go in there and they've got this little display of face masks, and the face masks, they're all Texas. Logoed up, the state of Texas, not the University of Texas, they're Texas. And I was like, oh, these are kind of cool. And I lift it up, and I say, hey, how much are these? And he runs it, it's $3.99 or something. And I go, oh, this is pretty nice. It's got good Texas logo, Lone Star State, all that. And I flip it over. It's made in China.
Yeah, of course.
Made in China. That's a backside Johnny if I've ever seen it. How about that?
What are you going to do?
I'll tell you, so we have bought, I can't believe this, but we have bought four custom face mask, but I'll tell you where we bought them. We bought it from Cesar, the tailor, over there across from Consignment Store, which is across from Hill Country Galleria. There's a next to the liquor store, there's the Specs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tailor in there named Cesar, and he makes these things.
Face mask?
Well, they make them
is
in
a
all
ball
the,
gag? What's going on?
No, it's got different stuff. You can get whatever you want. Our my buddy down in San Antonio, he was a Green Beret Colonel. I had him on with the American Eagle made on it. And it's got the little thing, the metal thing on your nose that you pinch down. And but he's making them there. If you're going to support local, go over to Cesar the Tailor over there at Specs across from Hill Country Gallery, and he'll make you one. Don't buy one made in China.
No.
That's not local. That's
where it started. Come on.
You kidding me?
Yeah, you don't want China to get that quarter from you.
Bob Horn, our other listener, is there back with us. He got a little overextended, but he's back now and listening out there in Bastrop.
Where was he at?
Oh, he just had a lot of stuff going on. Bob's a busy man.
Okay.
He's like CB. He's got a lot of stuff going on. I watched the game last night. It's funny how I watch it. I have Craig Way on, and then I'm watching E. Hogan, BK, and Rod Babers describe the game as we're watching it because
You're watching it with the sound turned off, listening to the radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm trying to time all this stuff, and up. We've got all because the TV didn't work.
Oh.
So it worked. We just didn't have to turn it on. So so we've got all these things, and Rod Babers, man, Rod, the body language you had during that thing, I know you were crushed, and I don't blame you, my friend, because you do bleed orange. But you could just see at the end, man, Rod B was not inclined to speak much at the end of that joker. But that's
it's a fun game to watch, actually. I mean, I had good time.
Yeah. I mean, I was rooting hard for the Horns, obviously, but just kind of broke my heart again.
Lots to talk about when we get back. Sammy! Play it, boys.
I don't think we're going to have enough time for that Joe Rogan calling today.
No, we're going to see. Sammy, if Joe calls in, just tell him to stand by.
Yeah, we don't want to go into NASCAR hour, do we?
Yeah.
No. Look, Dicker faced timeouts. Texter really sharing with us timeouts, the freezing attempt by the coach three times when Smithson Valley in high school pulled it on him, and he still made a 47-yard game winner at Lake Travis High School. I don't think it impacts a kid like that. He's just ice.
Then they changed the rule, though, right? You can't do three timeouts in a row. I think it's just one now.
Yeah. One good one.
Yeah, because they used
back-to-back. Yeah, they're like, come on, this is taking too long.
You get one shot.
You get one freeze out. It's like dating.
Well, you got
to get one freeze out.
You got to fake that out.
You
got to
phase out.
Go to the official. I'm not going to call timeout, but I'm going to act like I am.
Auburn's 22. I didn't know that. They're ranked 22.
Not everybody gets a ranking this year, buddy.
Yeah, everybody does. What do you want?
Yeah, it's cray-cray. Listen, the National Finals Rodeo, speaking of the great state, is now back where it should be, where rodeo started, and it's in the state of Texas, and it's in Arlington, the 3rd through the 12th of December. And I am going to be there. The Sweet Life, which I always like, around the – I'm going to go to the 8th, 9th, and 10th in Arlington. So if you want to go, you should get on in there. Get yourself a sip cup of coffee, because the National Finals Rodeo is home in the state of Texas, and it's still going off. It's the 3rd through the 12th of December.
Will they have mutton busing?
Yes.
Okay.
They do. The
That's my favorite event, period.
That's everybody's.
Period.
The mutton busting. You know, I say yes. I don't know. It's a serious deal out there.
I think that's a serious deal, too, mutton busting. Come on.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Rob said they had a line out at the Expo Center to sign up for mutton busting.
You know who was in that line?
A couple weekends ago.
Sammy?
Yeah, I saw Sammy there.
He's going to mutton bust.
Yeah, he was over that little, you're too tall. We got to weigh in before we get you on a sheep.
Sammy would be breaking the back of, he'd bring new meaning to mutton busting.
He's going to have a whole herd.
Yeah, they have to tie like 10 of them together. Sammy, don't feel bad. I'm on your team.
He's got a whole Velcro suit that he puts on. <Just kidding.
laughs> I do my button busting on an elephant, okay?
That's fun.
Question about my boy Jack here on the text line. The little Derby $20,000 colt to finish 5th in the Kentucky Derby just 3 years ago. My boy Jack's back, and he's running again.
My boy Jack's
But don't
back.
Tell my wife Stables just made three purchases of three new colts. That they're fired up about. And, you know, Don't Tell My Wife Stables, run by Kirk Godby out of Fort Worth, is the dream is still alive to win the Dadgum Derby one day and do it with great Americans and do it the right way and not spend a ridiculous amount of money on a horse. And so you just kind of follow that. If you don't follow Don't Tell My Wife Stables, do it, because it's a Texas-based group that is trying to win the Kentucky Derby. And by gosh, they got close just a few years ago with a $20,000 colt. Saban is not coaching due to the second COVID test.
Get that guy Regeneron and get him on the field.
It's interesting. When you know, the Army used to have football and basketball and fast pitch softball, all Army teams that would compete all around the country. And my dad was coaching in Würzburg, Germany in 1976, the all Army football team. And dad came down with hepatitis, which was, you know, big deal. It turned yellow and all that. It was really bad. But dad figured out a way to park in our old family a Pinto. We had a Pinto, a Ford Pinto. Remember that joker?
Pintero.
Yeah. And, I don't remember how we got a Pinto, but it was brand new.
Weren't those the ones that Germany. Exploded if you got hit
yeah.
from behind?
Yeah. yeah. And so we had a Pinto, and Dad sat in the Pinto like 100 yards away with binoculars, and somehow they connected radio, and so Dad could call plays while he had hepatitis. And that's what I pictured, you know, Coach Saban sitting out in the parking lot.
With his walkie-talkie?
With his walkie-talkie.
With his drone flying overhead.
Does he have a walkie-talkie connected to his offensive coordinator?
That was when I was a kid, that was the best gift I ever got was walkie-talkie set.
Walkie-talkie.
Oh, yeah.
The great Brian Regan does a bit on walkie-talkies. It's funny, but Steve Sarkisian will be the head coach on the sidelines today. Thanks, Texter, for signing in on the
Sark. Egg Bowl. Sark will do good today.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah. Yeah. He knows when to call timeouts and when not to.
Unleash the Kraken. Something I've been hearing a lot lately. Unleash the Kraken and let the boys play. Because when you're at that level, when you're at Alabama level, let the boys take care of business.
Yeah, it's like the best game that when they ran back that field goal attempt.
Oh, the Auburn?
The Auburn.
Yeah. It's like a 100-yard return or on the short field goal to win the game. Yeah. That was crazy.
That was nuts.
War Eagle.
Alabama had a field goal to win that, and Auburn ended up returning it to win it.
To win it.
That's hilarious. That was great.
The greatest player that ever played at Auburn, of course, is the best player to ever play at Auburn.
What, Cam Newton?
No.
No.
Bo Jackson.
Third or fourth Bo Jackson.
I'm sorry. I do.
There's no doubt.
Look into my brain and go back a few decades.
Yeah. Bo Jackson. There's a great YouTube deal of Bo Jackson talking about this young kid. He's at spring training. He's retired. This just happened the last couple years. And this little 10-year-old is like, did you used to play? And Bo handled it with such class and elegance. He said, yes. You know, Bo stutters a little bit. And he said, actually, I played for several teams in the National Football League, and I won the Heisman Trophy, and then I played baseball for the Kansas City Royals, right? He was talking about. And he just had a little kid just looking up at him, and he said, and your dad, you know, was 12 years old when I was the MVP of the 1986, I think it was, All-Star game. And he just handled it with and the little kid just staring up at him. And
I mean, without that injury, you're going to argue that he might be one the greatest athlete.
I think overall athlete
ever. I mean, when I was a kid, that guy was a hero. Remember the Bo Nose commercials?
I love him
awesome.
Yeah.
In the second person.
those commercials were unbelievable. Where'd you play college ball? Those were the best commercials ever. And Bo Jackson, one of the greatest Auburn players, the greatest Auburn player, in my opinion, that ever won. He'll be on the sidelines, of course. And you know who else will be on the sidelines? Is
not Nick Saban.
No, for Auburn.
Oh.
Played basketball there.
Charles Barkley.
That's it. Barkley will be there. Check. And then who played baseball for Auburn? Besides Bo.
A lot of Auburn questions.
I did not know this was going to be an exam.
I don't know. I don't have enough time to think about it.
There'd be no math.
Big Hurt.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Frank.
And so those three stand there together and say,
Frank Thomas, right?
Yeah. He does those commercials now. So he's still trying to be the Big Hurt, I guess. But those three stand around and talk about who was the greatest athlete to ever play. You're right. You're right, Texture. Bo and Herschel faced off one time. Herschel, of course, was Georgia. Went down to win the national championship in 1983. Herschel Walker, who I don't know if this is true or not, but we read when I was at TCU because we were just trying to figure out how weightlifting was going to impact baseball, and so we're making it up as you go. And
Herschel didn't lift;
he did push-ups.
Yeah, he did body calisthenics.
What, 1,000 push-ups, 1,000 sit-ups a day?
Did not lift weights.
And then he would. I don't know how much everything's true, but there's like
Chase
a
Chicken,
a little documentary where he would. He would go out to the train tracks, and he would when the trains would come, he would do sprints against the trains coming by. He would, you know, get down in the stands, and the trains would come by, and he would try to race them on foot. Obviously, the trains won the long distance part of the race.
What do you think?
And Herschel won the 40 part.
Yeah. That's a great documentary. I've seen it because what he was faced with back then, you know.
He was just kind of a lost child, right?
Yeah.
For a lot of times. And, I mean, anyways, football, great athlete. He did a lot of other stuff, too. Herschel was an Olympic bobsledder, I think.
Yes, he was.
Wasn't? Yeah, he was on the Olympic bobsled team for a couple times, I think in the 88 or 92 Olympics, that.
Large man in tights.
Yeah, exactly.
He could really push the sled, no doubt about it. Hey, cool, we'll be back from the banks of 360. Sammy, we come back. We're going to have a special little tribute, and of course, it'll be the Texas Wine of the Week.
The Texas Wine of the Week.
Colonel's got his dancing going on.
Tell you, I love reggae, as you know. Yeah. I just really do. And, of course, the Texas Wine of the Week is brought to you by Drew Brown, one of the great real estate agents here, who knows the Westlake community like no other, and just a remarkable leader in this community. And she's got a great property over at 1504 Garner Avenue in the Zilker area. And she's been doing a lot of work out in Barton Creek West. But Drew Brown supports Texas grape growers, winemakers, and is the sponsor of the Texas Wine of the Week. Will Brown, W, bring it. Don't sing it.
The Brent Dickey Memorial Wine of the Week.
Yes.
Brent's not gone. Just phone home every once in a while, buddy. Yep. Anyways, this week we are featuring the Bell Spring Winery out of Dripping Springs, Texas.
Really?
And the 2018 Merlot.
Merlot.
A little Merlot this weekend for everybody out there. This one has the aromas of ripe plum, dried cranberry, and pepper and vite comparisons to cool climate versions of this grape. The medium body and tempered acidity are framed by luscious fresh blackberry, red apple, sage, and a kiss of oak.
You got to have sage.
Oh, yeah. And a little bit of oak in your Merlot.
Yeah, now's the time to prune your oaks.
That's right. There you go.
Prune your oaks, seal your oaks, and get that wine. Tell us again, what is it?
So everybody get out there and let's get this Bell Spring Winery 2018 Merlot out of Dripping Springs,
Merlot.
Texas.
And text us if you
get
see
a little
Brent
buzz.
Dickey.
That's right. Dave Cody also texted in here today with some great info on football. I don't know if we'll have a chance to get to all your texts there, David, but I went over to Factory Mattress. Did you know Factory Mattress is locally owned? You kind of blow through that on the commercial.
Had no idea.
They were here. It's locally owned, San Antonio, Austin. And Brian over there helped us. He played college football, and he was helping us walk through the mattress process, as BK would say. And it's he did a great job, but I'm getting inundated because we're obviously looking for a mattress. It's confusing. I mean, all these different things that you can sleep on and not, or not. But anyway, thanks. Factory Mattress. If you're going to buy a mattress, buy local. And it's family-owned right there, San Antonio and Austin. And if you're making apple fritters, please put the apple in the fritter. I don't know if there's a shortage of apples out there, but we're getting a little light. It's kind of like the peanuts in the Cracker Jacks. I don't know who's in charge of apples putting apples in the fritters, but you need to get on the stick a little bit. And whoever's in charge of peanuts with Cracker Jacks, you need to step up your game as well. Mattresses. Confusing. Purple, Casper, Denver, Dream Cloud. I don't know. Text me in the mattress I should go with here, but a little cray-cray. What kind of mattress you sleeping on, Jamie?
Flat.
Firm?
Yeah, it's firm. I don't know.
W?
Couch sometimes. Just depends on the conversation we have at dinner.
You knew I'm scared to ask what mattress he sleeps on.
Sammy.
From Alabama.
I have no idea either, bro. It's nice, though. I like it.
Golly. Well, you know, the average age, they tell you this. Jamie told me, he said, they tell you 8 to 10 years. We had our Johnny for like 19 years, and it was time.
I bet that thing was heavy.
It's time to turn the page. Oh, we had it all protected up. Miss Beth doesn't stutter with sanitation in the Flowers home, but it was time to turn the page. But now we're confused. Confused, but Brian over at Factory Mattress was clarifying some things for us. I don't know about that purple thing.
I have no idea what the purple thing is.
I like that it comes in this small box, then it kind of explodes, and then you're like, if you want to send it back, how do you get it back in the box?
That's what I asked. I asked Big Brian that yesterday. I go, listen, what if this thing's supposed to have 365-day guarantee or something like that. 108. Okay, what if I say, okay,
that's
okay,
their,
purple people, come get your mattress. I can't get it back in the box. And it's like a brisket. You got to let it rest 24 hours or something.
That's their shtick, man. We'll give you a brand new one if you can fit it back in the box. Good luck with that.
I got no shot. I got no shot at that.
I like that business model.
Here you go.
Here's your mattress.
Here you go.
But when you think about a mattress in a box, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. We laid on. You feel kind of creepy laying in a store, laying down on a mattress, and everybody's standing around looking at you. And you're laying there like you're in a coffin or something.
That'd be great if
this
it had
one feels nice. So does this one.
It'd be great if it had a Jack in a Box crank. You do that thing and it plays the song. I don't know the song, but it pops out.
Yeah, but you lay there, and I said, "Can we turn the lights out? And can I get like a 20-minute nap in this joker to see if my hip hurts?" Flowers family, we got bad hips, so I got to get something here. I'm in my mid-50s, so I got to get something that takes care of the hip issue.
So you don't want to take the demo mattress home?
No. One of the places we went to, it was not Factory Mattress, which, again, is locally owned here in the great state, family-owned business, San Antonio, Austin. It was one of the big national ones, and they had one that you could, it was a floor model. And I'm like, I don't know about buying the floor model mattress.
Bring my own sheets to this demo.
Yeah, everybody's all masked up, and then you lay down in a Maddie that's been there since Jack Brown Cleaners.
Did you ever try the adjustable one?
No, but my buddy has one down in San Antonio. Yeah. He likes it, but his wife says, I don't know that. I don't know about that thing. Plus, I don't want to spend Brian told me you can go as high as $12,000 on a mattress.
Oh, yeah.
If it'll drive you home, I'll buy it.
Well,
that's like $15,000 bottle of bourbon.
I guess everybody's out there with that zero interest, you can pay it off for life deal.
You can finance your home or finance a mattress.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Can you package it all in that mortgage?
Be
like, hey, we're
going to
get this mattress in there, too.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, I've got to, the Chiso's Boots morning story is going to be at the end. It's more of a tribute thing here. Chris Del Conte just texted me. I wanted to make sure he knew because this was a dear friend of ours. And I got to pay tribute to her because she was a fascinating human and a great leader. And her name, if you've ever been to Fort Worth, Texas, and it does cross your mind, Susan Nix. Passed away on Thanksgiving Day. She was 72. Susan Nix was an outstanding human and just a great leader in the great state of Texas and at Fort Worth. She was certainly a booster there at TCU, but she was a fixture of all Fort Worth businesses. And her husband, Kent Nix, played football quarterback at TCU and went on to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Susan was a powerhouse at the Colonial Country Club. She volunteered on just about every board that you can volunteer on. She was known for reaching out to students that were coming in from out of town and just kind of adopting them. And she had her own children, of course, and grandkids, but she truly knew everyone in the room. It didn't matter where you were from. Susan would get to know you, and she was just an exceptional lady. Susan Nix, her husband again, Kent Nix, played football at in the NFL and at TCU. And, you know, the great John Denton, who Craig Way has on often, and so does Aaron Hogan. John Denton and I were classmates at TCU together. He was a punter for Jim Wacker, and he was interviewed at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram about Susan Nix. And he said this. He said she was ever present in Fort Worth, and he described her as a one-woman LinkedIn. Susan Nix was an authentic, relentless, and selfless servant. The great state of Texas and the Fort Worth community. We love her very much, and Kent as well, and Chris Del Conte had his heart broken as well. He texted me before the show. I mean, want to make sure that CDC knew that she was there. But the Nix family is pretty much Fort Worth royalty, and she was the queen about that family. Incredibly passionate about her family, community, and she was 72 years old, and she just made people laugh and cared for them deeply. And we can't say enough about Susan and Kent Nix, just a power couple in the great state of Texas. And she always loved, she would love this little discussion about her, but she had so much humility that she would be a little embarrassed about it as well. But she always arrived with a gift in her hand, and anything that she had, she gave it away to those in need. And so as we play out the song to the end of The High Ground here on a Saturday, 100% chance of rain. It's a song that's really dedicated to Susan and Kent Nix. And Kent, we know you're hurting out there, buddy, and we love you. And Susan would have loved to have heard this song because she always did look on the bright side of life. We thank you for joining us here today, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. We broke down so many things for you, to include apple fritters, Mattress Factory, Aggies playing tonight at 6, Sportsman's Finest, great stuff going on, NFR, The Word Neutered, Dan Slaughter,
Jesus Boots,
Jesus, and we dedicate this to Susan Nix. Susan, we love you. Thanks for all you did for the great state of Texas and Fort Worth. This is to you, Susan. There's something you forgot, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life.